Yeah, of course, we thought about that when we were putting up the GMRS systems, you know. And the problem with GMRS, it doesn't lend itself to emergency communications because, you know, each person has to go get one of those licenses. It's not like you can all operate under one license. So from a non-amateur, you know, perspective, everybody has to go out and get one of these licenses to work it. And now in amateur radio, you know, that's part of the calling, and so to speak. And you know, everybody is specifically individually licensed. So it's similar, but you know, I can't emphasize this enough. I know I've said it a few times, but GMRS isn't a hobby. It isn't a hobby. People that say it are just mistaken. It's a service. It's for families to run their day-to-day. It really isn't for individuals to talk to one another. The FCC's made that more than clear. That's why they came down on all the linking. And but, you know, if everybody's operating it to the letter of the law, then there's nothing prohibiting individuals from communicating each other with each other. But that is not what it was designed for. You know, the problem is people are afraid to use it like it was designed. Can't remember her name, but she had that really soothing voice, and she had the two guys that were working security. What was her name? But anyhow, she would get out there and direct them to their keep tabs on them while they were working. They were using it right. They were using it the way it was supposed to be used.